Welcome back to another episode of Ramping Up with Fiona Colley.
Ema Taylor.
Yes, yes. Before we get into this week's episode, I want to let y'all know where we're going to be. Pretty exciting. I'm actually taking the whole month of October off.
What?
Yeah, wow. For some R&R.
A little R&R. Okay, that's what we're calling it. All
we're right. Getting married, yeah. Y'all. Hell yeah. But the podcast will still be coming.
What? So, yep.
Yep. Yep.
Really wanted to make a joke there, but nope. 7 minutes.
Anywho, so my upcoming dates start in November. As a married woman.
Yes, ma'am. Let's hear them.
November 12th, I'll be in Dania Beach, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
November 13th, Miami, Florida.
Woo-wee.
November 14th through the 16th, I'll be in New Orleans for
Skank Fest. Yas.
December 5th through 6th, I'll be in St. Petersburg, Florida. That's two shows, babe.
You know the Dolly Museum's there.
Perfect. December 16th, I'll be in Louisville, Kentucky.
Ooh.
December 17th, I'm in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And December 18th, I'm in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Those are the shows.
You can find all of my dates, all of my tickets at FionaColley.com. Or if you're on Instagram right now, just go to that link in my bio, Boogie, and click that shit stuff. Hey, Matt, I didn't say anything. Hey, Matt. Where are you going to...
I'll tell you where the frickin' heck I'm going to be. I'm going to be out with Rodney Carrington in all of his October dates almost, except for like one weekend.
Yeah, I took October off. He did not. I just found that out.
Somebody's got to pay the bills, you know? I don't get to have fun and lollygag the whole month of October. I got to be out here making money. So I'm going to be out with Rodney in October. And then November, I'm going to be out with Rodney as... You want to interrupt me? You want me to let me finish? We'll do it live. Zoom in. All of October, I'm going to be out with Rodney. Even maybe on our wedding day, I'll probably be out doing shows with Rodney. And then in November, I'll be with him as well. And then December, hey, love, I'm going to be out with you in Louisville, Fort Wayne.
December. DM us. I'm looking for a new opener.
You can get all those tickets at RodneyCarrington.com. You can get all her tickets at FionaColley.com. Also, if you ain't a buster, go over and subscribe to the Patreon. That's Patreon.com/RampinUpPod. That's RampinUpPod. We do a lot of fun fake ad reads over there that we cannot do on public.
God, they're good.
Television, or whatever you'd call it.
They're up a comment right here.
Oh, yeah, I'll put a comment in just to show you how much everybody loves it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, come support the Patreon, please. We're doing the most and the best over there. We're doing great over here, but it gets really deep, dark, and dirty over at the Patreon.
Yeah.
And we want to see you guys over there. Also, we've got a phone number now for you guys to call in for a new segment called...
Fiona, call me!
That's right, and that phone number is 615-547-8824. 8824. Say it again. You nailed it. Yeah. 615-547-8824. Give us a call. We'll play it right here on the pod through this little guy right there, and we'll answer a question. We'll whatever rant you want to have on there. If you've listened to the other ones, it's pretty insane.
If you're just mad at us,
let us
bring
know.
Bring it, babe.
Yeah. We'll dish it back.
Yeah.
We don't give a friggin' heck, Lulu, do we? Get on up there. And you know what? What do you say we get this episode started?
I love that. All right. And
bring it right now.
We're breaking up. We're breaking up. We're breaking up. We're breaking up.
Hi.
Howdy. Welcome back, guys. We're doing it.
Really doing it, Red Band.
Really freaking doing it. So, how shall we start this episode?
Honestly, oh, We have a lot of exciting things this episode. Okay, we did receive a couple more fun gifts
and we don't know what they are. Old Timmy A.
Shout out, Tim.
Shout out, Tim, the number one Patreon partner over there.
Tim.
That's our Pat Pal.
Okay.
You want to open them?
Yeah.
All right, let me get them. This is the YouTube portion of the show. If you're listening to this on Spotify, just imagine.
You got to come over to the YouTube. Are you kidding me?
Look at my big, strong man.
It's a visual podcast as well.
This is ASMR. What? Let me see. What?
I
don't know.
I gotta unbox it so you can see. Dude, fuck.
Wait, he's missing a tooth.
Yeah.
But he has an extra eye.
He's got three eyes and two teeth.
I love him. This is getting very exciting.
I feel like I should. Can we I want you to explain what Fugler is to him real quick.
Fugler is love. Fugler is life.
Oh, stop! It's a beach Fugler.
Okay, so.
Life is better at the beach. Heck yeah. Oh, he's got ears.
I love him.
Oh my god, I'm just speaking out into the ether. I'm glad I quoted his shirt without the mic on. It says, life is better at the beach. Fugler with ears.
Look, this is not a toy.
No, do not get excited. Go load up right now.
Load up, baby. I love you.
And as always, the button butthole right there.
Classic
Fugler.
Okay, so Fugler started with us because
he's got blue eyes.
Right when we started the podcast or we're about to, Matt's mom randomly brought a Fugler she had gotten and it like freaked out his nephew. So she was like, do y'all want it? And where's the OG Fugler? It's over there.
Oh, yeah, OG Fugler is right here.
With the underwear.
So we just had him. And then Tim sent us more.
Tim sent us this guy, lady, ma'am, right here.
Zoe.
Broken heart that's been fixed.
Zulu.
Zulu.
Actually, I think that's just the name of the brand.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So Zoe. This is Zoe right here.
Okay.
And then what do we have?
Did we name this one?
Golden Heart. Was this what you named Zoe?
Shit, that was...
Lulu's foaming at the mouth for this one.
Stop.
Y'all have the same nose. So then we got this one at a gas station. It's the Golden Heart series. Pretty sick.
Oh my god.
And now we have Beach Fugler.
Wait, there's one more package.
Oh, there is one more package.
Dude, that's so cute.
It's becoming an obsession and it's a problem.
In the freaking world, they're just so like ugly, cute, ugly. Go on.
All right. Also, sweet card from my mama. Works great for travel.
You have no microphone.
I can project. Oh, all right. Let's see what it is. Let me get this bad boy open. Ain't no way. Is this a Fugler? No.
If
it's a severed head, I'm going to be very disappointed. And if anybody gets that reference, good for you.
Oh.
A gun rack.
Oh. What?
It.
No.
It.
No.
Is
baby?
A baby Fugler.
Oh.
I didn't even know they had these.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god, it has like baby features. Oh.
Dude, Lulu is losing her mind.
Look, it has one little baby tooth.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I think I do want children.
It's a baby Fug. That is so awesome.
Hey, Dan, can you zoom in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In post. Look at it. Look at little baby tooth and the baby eyes. Oh my God, Tim, you're the best.
Yeah,
that is just amazing.
You have made our week. I haven't felt joy like this in a very long time.
I mean, does it have a button?
It's a
little
diaper.
Tiny button.
Don't ask questions like that, Matt. That's
and it does have a little tiny button butt.
Okay.
They all have button butts.
Yeah, he is a clean comic.
Oh wow.
Well, I'm clean for the first 7 minutes. That's for sure. Unlike some people do.
Okay, this is actually the.
Oh, look at this little family. This little fug.
This is my
family. 7 minutes?
Yeah, we're past.
Sweet. Look at this fucking family.
Tim,
that is precious.
This is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
I mean, this is great. I mean,
thank you, Tim.
I think when we move to the new studio, we should find a way to incorporate all this.
Oh, we're getting
or at least maybe have a different one every episode. So we have
interesting. I like it.
5,000.
These are like Beanie Babies, like collectible,
but like way cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way fucking cooler.
Way fucking cooler. Nice.
A Heck, baby fuggler? There is no fucking way.
That's amazing. So,
God
if you're part of the fuggler gang, shout out in the comments.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone get you a fuggler.
They really are cool. Like, I love it. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim. So cool.
Hello, everybody. And I just wanted to tell you guys this is very exciting. Matt, pay attention.
I'm wide-eyed, wide shut.
Guess what? We are offering.
Oh, no way.
All the freaking space. All
right
the
here?
Space.
Whoa. Corner to corner?
That could be your,
ad space.
For a very reasonable price.
That's right.
We'll riff and roll. We'll also just say whatever you tell us.
Yeah, if you got a script and you're like, please, God, stick to this, we will abide by the rules, okay?
Yeah.
Some of us are lawfully good. That's a throwback. Some of us are lawfully evil. But you don't have to worry about that on the ad space because we'll stick to the script unless you want us to go off script, which is, we'll do. We will do that.
And we would love to promote whatever it is that you have to sell. If you are interested in buying some ad space on Ripping It Pod, please feel free to email.
That's right. You can email us at rampinguppod@gmail.com. That's rampinguppod@gmail.com. Get at us.
And back to the
episode.
Okay, do you want to go to the next set?
Do you want to kick this off with some...
The next segment, Fiona, call me.
Yeah. Where we took calls from you, that's right. 615-547-8824 is the number you guys called in on and left us some messages. And let's see what these friggin' messages say.
Hell yeah.
Where do I want to start? We'll start right here. How about this one? Wait, am I connected?
You can give all the fugglers different voices. I'm like,
you can.
Sorry.
Go ahead and hold down the combo. I'm going to get this for some reason. It is connected.
Oh, right.
We need to come up with maybe backstories is another thing we
like
can have.
That on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yes.
We'll give them all backstories on the Patreon. That's
I love that.
Love
I mean, I can
that.
See it now. I have my theory cooking up. Maybe it's a family.
Maybe.
All right. You ready, guys?
Violence.
Let me turn my phone up. Here we go. Just kidding.
Hey, okay, so my name's Carolina, and I love your guys' lashes, like, they're so funny. You are absolutely gorgeous, like, I'm talking absolutely gorgeous, but, so, I need a little bit of advice. So, basically, my boyfriend, I don't really want to say his name, so we're just going to call him E. So, he cheated on me with my best friend. And I'm still don't know how to like confront him about it. Like, do I confront him in front of a whole bunch of people? Or like, do I do it just like me and him? Do I stop being friends with my best friend? Like, I don't really know what to do. because she's been like all like lovey-dovey to me, but like I found out because of my best friend's cousin. So yeah, I don't really know like how to like, sorry if like there's someone that's like dog in the background, but yeah, I don't know how to confront him, so I kind of need a little bit of some tips. But yeah, that's like, I kind of feel like about it. But yeah, just like a whole bunch of drama has been going on with like them and stuff like that. And because apparently, my boyfriend and my best friend, they fucked. So now I'm a little scared because like, you're cheating on me and you're fucking my best friend. So yeah, it's a little whole roller coaster of emotions, but I don't really know how to confront them. So if you got any tips for that, yeah, thank you. Thanks, but you are absolutely gorgeous, and you guys are the funniest people ever. Oh. And she just loves you. Bye.
Her name's Caroline.
Yeah. Okay, it says Caroline on the thing, but I think it's
Carolina. Carolina.
Let's see. Hold on.
Dude.
Okay, so my name's Carolina.
Carolina. That's a sick name. Okay, first off, you're adorable, and thank you for the compliments and listening to her podcast. Your boyfriend is a piece
of shit. Second off, I want to say, yeah, very, very sorry that it happened to you. I know that is heartbreaking, and it's probably a tough thing you're going through, but Fiona has some great advice.
Yeah. Girl, you're being too fucking nice. First off, your friend is a snake, and so is your boyfriend.
Yep.
She's not your friend.
No.
God, I've been in similar situations.
Yep.
I guess it kind of, for me, how long have y'all been dating? Like, do you feel more sad or more angry? Because I think, like, the level of a certain emotion you're feeling is going to dictate what, like, suits you best as confrontation. I'd say if it's more sad, just end it. Let him know he's a piece of shit privately, because that, it would be hard to be sad and going into that and trying to be like, fuck you in front of people.
I would say hindsight, you're never going to like having done it in public. I think doing it, maybe even with them three together.
That's pretty good.
But doing it in public, you know, like you don't know how it'll play out. There's a lot of possibilities for things to play out differently than how you have them in your head. If you want to talk to them one-on-one separately, that's something you could do as well.
Yeah, but part of my head is like, they don't fucking deserve her time any more than they've already gotten it.
Well, make sure that you get to state your piece before you find peace.
I would bring them together. I would be like, I know this happened. I don't want to hear your excuses. Fuck both of you. I will be telling anyone that asked me what happened, and you can lie in this bed you've created.
Yeah.
You know.
And I know it sucks, but the reality is, if she was your best friend, she would have never done that. And if he was a worthy man, he would have never done that either. So
it's
the quicker you cut them off, the faster you'll get to healing and finding a much happier place in your life.
I had a really similar kind of situation with the person I was best friends with for 7 years. And she did something really wrong to me. Yeah. And I had to cut her off, and I felt like the end of my world. I was like ready to look past all the fucked up things she was doing.
Yeah.
But my life turned into this. I met Matt. Like, you surround yourself with people that value you.
Yeah. And they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find them for sure. And if it makes you feel any better, I mean, I had the girl I dated all through high school ended up cheating on me. I think it was, I don't know if it was it prom night. It was one of the things where you dress up. It's so far gone from me now, but cheated on me with this guy. They ended up dating for a long time. Then later on down the road, I dated a girl in college, and she cheated on me with the exact same guy. So that was tough. same dude came in twice, and I'm not going to say he ruined the relationship because it was also equally their choice to do that as well, but that was a tough one to swallow at a very young age where I don't think I was emotionally mature enough to deal with it correctly. And looking back now, I was so emotionally, what's the word?
Stunted.
No, when I was so codependent in my relationships that I was almost willing to like bargain. To be like, well, if you don't do it again, then
yeah,
that's fine. But the truth is, a cheater is always a cheater.
Yeah,
that's they've kind of shown in their DNA. Cards.
My mom always said, like, when people show you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
Stop trying to, like, I did that a million times, dude. The guy before Matt was not a good person.
No, there were a lot of guys before me that were not good people, and there were a lot of girls before her that just weren't good people, you know? And you get older, you forgive them, you don't forget, you know? That kind of stuff doesn't leave you, but you make peace with that whole thing and you move on and you find the friggin' love of your life and then you're getting married next month.
You're the shit. They suck. Confront them. That's right, though. Doing it publicly won't mean as much in the long term, I think. Get them together and tell them you know and you're done with both of them. I think that will feel good. It will feel powerful, and you don't deserve to have that, and they don't deserve you. And that's the end of it.
That's
Carolina,
that.
You fucking rock. I would love if you call back in and give us an update. Yeah.
Let us know.
I want to know how this goes. You're strong. I'm sure you're beautiful, and fuck dudes. They suck.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Unless you find a man like me, then you're pretty lucky. All right.
Next caller.
All right. Next caller is right here.
Hey, my name is Steven. I live with my mom, and I was just wondering, because my dad passed away, I moved in with my mom, and my dad, when he was alive, used to play with my toe, and my big toe, and I started having paranormal experiences in the middle of the night, and I could feel like something pulling on my toe. I was just wondering if you ever had that experience.
Brother,
wow. So he feels like it's his dad tugging at his toe.
What do you mean your dad liked playing with your toe? Is that, I don't have a dad.
I don't know. Is that like this piggy went to the market kind of thing, you know?
I mean, when my dad was around, he used to like pop our toes, but like in a scary way. Like he'd chase us around, we'd cry and be like, don't do it.
This doesn't feel like the same. This feels like a good thing. Yeah,
imagine that in the middle of the night.
Yeah, somebody just cracking the shit out of your toe, a ghost.
Hurts, yeah.
I don't know if that's what Steven's saying. It sounds like your dad is paying you a little visit at night and doing what you remembered most fondly of him, unless you hated it, and then, in which case, I think a demon's coming in and grabbing that toe.
No, I have not had... I'm not big in the paranormal world, if I'm being honest. I've never had any kind of like,
Yeah. I'm not really big in paranormal either, but I am big in spiritual world. And I think who knows what's possible on that side of things, you know? And it kind of takes me back. Like I was very close to my granddad on my mom's side, and he was the first grandparent to pass away. And I remember it like wrecked my mom, their whole side of the family. And it kind of bothered me a lot, but I kept having recurring dreams that were so vivid where I would see him and just immediately start bawling. But every time in that dream, he would say, you know, everything's okay. Like, I'm happy here. You know, everything's fine. Please let everybody know that I'm perfectly okay and that they'll be okay too. And I'll see him soon. And it was like a recurring dream. It was very vivid, very real. And it made me wonder, is this him somehow like contacting me in my subconscious or whatever it is when you're sleeping? So those experiences, who knows? I don't know if it's paranormal or spiritual, but
yeah,
I would say.
I can get behind that a little bit because like, what even is sleeping? Like you just, you could be getting a message. I don't know. Like
it was, that's, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get them as much now. But
maybe you're like more susceptible. I don't know. Like,
Yeah, because I remember telling my mom one time, and I don't know if she almost seemed upset because she wasn't having any dreams about him or anything. And I wonder if she was just so heartbroken by it and so hurt, angry, and so many emotions that maybe she wasn't able to accept that kind of visit. I don't know. And maybe through me, he was like, hey, you know, it's because he would say like to all, like, let them know, let your mom know and everything. That I'm okay.
I did one time when I was 13. So my mom got remarried and I had a stepdad. I still do. But when I was 13, I had a dream. And I didn't know anything about my stepdad's life before my mom, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a dream. It was just this girl in her mid-20s with like... dark brown hair.
Oh, yeah.
She told me her name. Now I can't really. It was like Amelia or something, or Emily. It was one of those two. But she like was telling me to tell Randy, my stepdad, like she's good, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, who? Like what? And so when I woke up, I told my mom about it. And she told Randy. And he pulled me in the front porch. He was like crying. I didn't know. So before my mom and Randy got married, he had a wife that passed away due to cancer. And she was pregnant during their marriage, like full term pregnant, and had a stillborn baby girl. And I didn't know that. And they were going to name her Amelia. And Randy's past late wife had dark brown hair, and like I saw, he showed me a photo of his late, Kathy was her name, actually, his late wife, and it looked like her and Randy, and I was like, what? And so Randy's like, holy crap, you know what I mean? So maybe that was paranormal.
Yeah. Okay, so when I said, like, what even is sleeping, I wasn't, like, trying to diminish anything. I'm like what is going on?
No, I mean,
there?
It's something that's very
and
hard
like,
to
yeah,
study,
like,
too.
Both of those kind of
yeah
sound like messages.
Like, it's wild. Like a,
yeah, I mean, is it, like, a place where, because, I mean, these bodies really are just a vessel. I mean, everything else, like, our thoughts and everything are just a different realm of existence, you know? So it's like, what happens when our bodies go to sleep, but our minds and brains and souls are still working. You know, they don't shut off. They go into, do they go to a different dimension? You know, yeah. Like, do we transport to a different dimension when we sleep, or is it just synapses firing in a different way when our body goes to reload?
These voicemails have been pretty cool today.
Yeah, they are. That was
dude, I hope it's your dad. Yeah. That's so cool.
And I would say stick with that, because if that's truly something that's happening to you,
that's beautiful.
Who knows? Yeah, I mean, nobody knows. We don't know until we go. So
also, can we acknowledge how sweet it is that he moved back in with his mom?
Yeah.
That's admirable. I love that.
Yeah, and I feel bad now because in the live last night, it was like, oh, you guys in the comments living in your mom's basement. So I hope you're upstairs or at the first floor and not in the basement at your mom's place. And that's very admirable. That's very kind of you to, move in with your mother and make sure she's not alone.
Yeah, Steven, you rock.
It's a good man.
All right.
You want to go to the next one?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see.
Yeah. So, first of all, Matt Taylor, sorry to hear it, brother. I don't understand what the fuck you're doing on the dam. Are y'all like conjoined twins? I know she's disabled. What is your issue? Second of all, I'm just asking to see if you want to go out. I have no money, but you probably have something coming your way, whether it's a disability check or whatever it is. We can hang out. I live in San Antonio, and I'm not at all concerned with your fucking wheelchair blowjobs, but, I mean, if it makes you feel better, I definitely will pull the brakes on that and fucking unlock them and beat the brakes off that, if that's what you want. Now, the other fucking faggot in the fucking voicemail, I'm not sure what the fuck he's doing. Is he hovering over you? That's all that I can see right now, that he's hovering over you. Hey, hello, welcome, look at me. Like, God damn it, I thought you had, what the fuck is going on here? Yeah, I know you probably have, cerebral palsy, but he's pretty ballsy, and maybe a little bit of small dick energy. I'm not sure. That better be your brother, because if that is your fucking lover, God damn it, I guarantee you, he is just, he is a one in a million, isn't he not? God damn it, Fiona. Shit, you had to go with the ogre too. Later. Fucker. I love you. Maybe.
What? That's a lot to unpack there, brother. Did you leave your name? No, yeah. Of course you didn't, you fucking pussy. Oh, San Antonio. Hell yeah. Good for you, brother. Thanks for calling me one in a million. I think that means I'm rare. I don't know. But there's a lot to unpack. Where do we get started? He's going to lock the brakes, then beat the brakes off of you.
Yep.
I think he said I had...
No, he thinks I have
cerebral palsy, and I have cerebral palsy. Hell yeah. Thank you. Small dick. Depends on the day, my brother. Depends on the season, honestly. Summer hangs low. Winter hangs tight. Go ahead. Take it away. I had to leave one of these wild ones in there. I saw that. I was like, oh, this will be fun.
Yeah, that's wild. That energy was crazy. I was like, are you being mean to me, too? I don't understand.
I don't know.
What the goal was.
He wants to take you out, but he doesn't have any money. So.
Right. So I think that kind of says it all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get disability checks, but it sounds like you might.
Oh, you might need them, my man.
I'll send those your way. Oh my God, no. This can break your heart, but Matt has a huge dick, and
I hate to hear it, don't you? I hate to hear it.
Yeah, I hate to break hearts, and I'm marrying him. This is not my brother.
No. Although not uncommon in the southern states out here. But I don't know. They clearly do inbreeding in San Antonio too, so he gets it.
That was chaotic.
That was a lot. A lot of different viewpoints.
You really were talking like someone with the bank account, and
yeah, you do talk big money, but maybe one day it'll work out. Maybe you'll have lots of money.
You're writing checks, your mouth can't cash or whatever.
Hell yeah.
What a goofy guy.
What a goofy fella. Huh?
Was he complaining about the voicemail?
I don't know. Well, last night alive, I was standing up doing stuff.
Oh,
and
trying to interact when I could. Watching the live. Okay.
So during the live, they'll call in and leave voicemails. So I guess I was hovering over. Maybe that's when I was, the shadow was
in my light. Yeah.
I kept blocking her light last night. Trying to block her shine. What the hell, man? All right.
What a wild voice.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate that.
Call back when you get a job.
Yeah. Call back when you got some money. All right. Let's go on to this one right here.
What a great voicemail. I can get myself one of those. Real quick, you guys just happened to pop up on my YouTube. And yeah, I've seen you on Kill Tony. First of all, the only thing that's bugging me is your fiance farting and burping. Yeah. It's like, it's hilarious, but why would you want to have your fiance or someone you love be breathing in the body odor that comes inside your, comes from your gut instead of fresh air?
Yeah.
Now I do have a,
he's making points,
question, I guess. Rough situation. No one, I don't think, can give good or accurate advice. Unless you're in that position, but if your girlfriend, who you've been on it and off with, who has two kids, who is the first person you've felt something for, who also happens to be going through a lot because of a family, her dad's going through chemo, and recently you found out that she's pregnant, but it's not mine because of a few months that we weren't together. And she actually works like 6 days out of the week, every week, 12-hour shifts. But you still care about her and want to be with her. Would you? Does it make sense? Would you be able to explain it to your family that you're going to take care of someone while they're pregnant and afterwards, even though they're carrying some, a child, a baby that's not yours? Is it
damn.
Okay, first
let me dress it up top. I think farting and burping in front of your loved one.
I actively hate it a lot. So I agree. Well, no.
Also, I would say if you fart or burp around your loved one and they breathe it in, that is you giving part of yourself to them.
I have enough wrong with me. I don't need to breathe in.
I think it's just me giving you all of me. If you're huffing me in, that's love. Brother. I'm giving you a part of me that you can carry with you the rest of the your life. That's methane. But as for the
Lord,
other situation, that
I think what bothers me a lot, first off, I think this is going to be hard to hear, but I think when you're off and on dating someone, it ain't it. I think maybe you can go off one time, but if it's off and on like that, like why, they're, you know, not meant to be. And for me, hearing that she got pregnant during one of your off months, you only get pregnant one way. And why was she not using condoms? I find that wild. Am I wrong?
No.
Like it's all crazy, but like,
I don't know. That's tough. I mean, I don't know how close you are to her family or to her dad who's, you know, going through chemo and all that. It sounds like she's going through a lot right now, but that doesn't negate you.
What she's putting you through.
Exactly. Also. And sounds like you love her and...
It can be to your own detriment, though.
Yeah, I mean, how is this affecting you? Is it making you a better person, a worse person? Are you going to be the father to that child, or is the person that is the father of that child going to be in the scenario every single day? And I get that you probably love this person and you don't want to leave them in a bad place, but brother, they're putting you in a very bad place.
Yeah, and
you gotta,
it's really, really sad that her dad is going through chemo, but I do want to acknowledge that her being pregnant by a different person and her dad going through chemo are two separate events.
Yeah.
So trying to tie those together feels like some sort of emotional manipulation that there is no space for. No. I don't know. That's like if I cheated on Matt and I was like, but I have Friedrich's ataxia. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's like, not like
well,
that.
Did Friedrich, what was the name of the guy that got you pregnant? Was it Friedrich? Did your disease cause you to do this?
Yes.
You know? Ultimately, I personally think you need to start finding a way out of that relationship. I know it hurts, but the sooner you disconnect from that, the quicker you'll be okay. And
yeah,
it's just going to end up being very detrimental to you. And who knows 5 years down the road where it's going to leave you. Now, if you do fully make the decision to commit to this person, I hope they turn their life around and the way that they are in that relationship. That's tough. Like she said, it's been off and on, which is always, you know, not the best sign to how a relationship will play out.
And it also depends how old you are. I feel like off and on is for like young, like high schoolers, you know, because they're figuring out like who they are in the world. But it sounds like you're both adults.
Yeah. I'd say start working your way out of it. What do you think?
I agree.
And we wish you the absolute best in either route that you decide to take. And I hope that you find happiness and contentment and peace throughout all of this.
Okay, Matt. Thank you for calling in. Call back in with an update. I'd love to hear what you chose to do.
Mm-hmm. So that's some pretty wild calls for this episode.
Yeah.
And... we've got a couple more minutes left on this episode, so I think that's all the calls we're going to do for today, but we do still have plenty that we will get to. You guys have been calling in, and we want to make sure that we do answer each and every one. But geez, that was a lot of heavy calls, and one pretty crazy one.
Yeah, I was... So was that call just about the live, or was I also being... Did he come at me as well? I was confused.
Also, who's that fucking producer you guys have? And why is he always on the pod?
The way I thought.
So when you heard, you're like, what are you talking about?
I was like, God. This guy
breathing over the podcast. Hovering.
Okay, so
yeah, Aiden, why are you always hovering over the pod, man? All right, so that wraps up.
That guy sucked.
Fiona, call me.
That's right. And don't you guys forget to keep on calling in at 615-547-8824. What is it?
615-547-8824.
We love y'all calling in and keep calling in. And if you were on here today, we'd love for you guys to follow up with us. So call in again.
Please
let us know how it goes.
Except for that, before we
get out.
Follow up.
Yeah, follow up with us. But before we leave this episode, I think we should check into a little segment I like to call Matt's Conspiracy Corner.
Boom.
There's been a lot going on in this world.
Oh,
And I think it's time we address it. Matt. I've got a big one I want to say here on the pod. Okay. And that is, I think killed Charlie Kirk.
Is it because of where?
I don't know. We can bleep that out if we need to. Okay, look, that's just my conspiracy. We don't have to dive into it too far. Okay, we'll definitely bleep that one out, but maybe leave it up on the Patreon. I don't know. We'll bleep my mouth out too.
I guess, but we could be in the Patreon, yeah.
Yeah, we could. Okay. How do you feel
about this?
She doesn't like it. All right. You know what? That has been Matt's Conspiracy Corner. So if you want to find out what I said, we'll take it over to the page. Was that too much? That was too much. I'm sorry. All right. I got to get off TikTok. Anyway, you know what? Fuck it. I think it was the reptile people. So that's the end of my segment. You okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
you're gonna get it.
Are we at time right now? Yeah. No, it's fine.
Patreon time.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, heck, man, we love you guys. Sorry about that last part, but thank you guys so much for calling in.
Ooh, thank you.
That's another episode in the bank.
Hell yeah! And if you're a real one, you'll join us over at the Patreon. Patreon.com/rampinguppod. That's RAMPINUBPOD.
Dang. Give me some. That solid. Was smooth.
I've been practicing in the mirror.
And don't forget to hit that subscribe. And don't forget to hype these videos. We almost forgot about that. I think we did forget about it last time. Hype's like a new thing. I think it helps us get out there. And we would love for you guys to help us get out there so that we can keep this thing going. And maybe I'll keep my conspiracy theories a little more mild on the next one. But
yeah, that was crazy.
Pretty nuts. All right. Well, we'll see you guys over at the Patreon. We love y'all so much.
Love you. Bye.